So I guess we're podcasting. We're live on the airwaves, right?
We are. 3, 2, 1, go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Glitter Squirrels. I am Slim. He is John.
Hey, what's happening,
homies? Oh, man.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, now you can go, what's happening, homies? It's got a whole new meaning.
Homies, yeah. It does, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, yeah, so, it's like the day the whole world became homies.
Oh,
yeah, it looks like
the man.
Feels
it's like man, I tell you what, it feels like fucking winter out here, dude. It is stupid cold.
I know, man. I went to bed in Hawaii and woke up in like Alaska. It was
dude. And it was snowing and everything. I was like, what the shit is going on right now?
You know, see, I got fouled. Not really. I mean, I saw snow out west, or you know, back when. Not too long ago, but I was out this morning early. It was colder than hell, hanging out, took the dog for a walk, all that shit. And I get back, and everyone's like, going, oh man, great, it's snowing. I'm like, I didn't see any of this, I didn't see any of the white stuff, man.
Oh, trust me, I did. I'm in, we are social distancing, folks. I'm in South Charleston, West Virginia. John's in Ashland, Kentucky.
I'm in the bunker of Ashland, Kentucky. That's right.
He's in the bowels.
I'm in the bowels of the bunker. Yeah, took me a little while to get on. You know, I got this new dog thing going on. You know, so I got that going for me.
I'm trying to talk my wife into letting me get a dog.
Yeah, well,
I love dogs, man. Dogs are my fave.
They're great. I mean, you know, the funny thing about the funny thing about this dog is my kids are all grown up now, and you know, two living in Dayton area. And then Dakota's still here, and you know, I'm kind of like rolling with that. You know, I got like, oh, check me out. You know, it's me and the wife, and then I get a dog that requires like, it's like having a kid again. Yeah, you know what I mean? It was like, what the fuck? It's like, what the fuck were you thinking? But you know, and there you are, you know, and up every morning. But then again, it's probably it's good for me because I'm getting off my ass and moving around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get up in the morning. Dog takes me for a walk. It's all good.
Dog takes you for a walk.
Yeah. Yeah, get my ass around. Yeah.
Well, you can probably get her into some obedience school.
You know, actually, she's very well behaved. You know, tell her to sit and be cool, chill out, you know, whatever the hell it takes. I mean, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not quite a year old, but she's definitely been trained. She's house broke. Which
well,
is great
good.
Because if you've ever seen like a, you know, a bull pit, you know, like a hound take a crap, then it's like a, well, if you've been to Ringling Brothers and seen an elephant shit, there you go. it's all that and a bag of popcorn. But yeah, here I am like, oh man. He's like, oh, this poor dog, it needs a home. It sucks. It's not, you know. And it goes. The funny thing about it is, it goes back some friends of mine, you know, from high school.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd got on Facebook early in the morning, and there was this dog, and they were peeps, and she's a you know, singer chick, and all that.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, man, I'm going to bail this dog out because I feel bad for it.
Yeah.
And it was all cool, man. We get there, it jumps in the car. It's all like going, hey, it's all cool, man. We're going to go, you know, hang out. I mean, it's like ready to go, but I pull up in this kind of, you know, working class neighborhood. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the dog's like, just jumps in the car, like, get me the fuck out of here. And so she did. She was all cool on the way out of Fairborn. And then about got the Xenia, man. And she started like barking and kind of tripping a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh God. You ever seen the movie Problem Child?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, look at the great little kid. Oh, he's beautiful. And then get down the road. And I was like, oh, God. You know, I was like, I think we just picked up Satan. and anyway, so that's what I've been doing, man. I've been self-distancing, and I got this new dog. How about yourself, man?
Man, I have been essentially working for a while, and I had a little trouble this weekend. Got down, my truck broke down.
That's always a drag, right?
Yeah. My serpentine belt fell off my truck on Friday when I was heading to work.
Yeah.
And so I had to walk back home. Well, me not thinking, I left my keys in the ignition because I'm like, well, nobody's going to fucking take it. It's just sitting here.
It's hanging out on the side of a highway, dude.
Right. So when I get back to my car the next day, there's a sticker on the back that says, warning, if this car's not moved by Monday, it's going to be towed. So, and it was issued by the police department.
Why don't they just put like the, hey, come get your shit.
Right. So, you know, I was like, okay. So, but when I got there, I realized that my keys were missing out of my ignition. And I was like, what the shit? So I called 911 and I talked to the police department.
Sir, what's your emergency?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
And I'm like,
that creeps me.
Yeah. And so I called 911. They hooked me up with a cop who called me from an unknown number. And they come up blocked.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Yeah. Anyway, so the officer calls me and he texts the officer that left the ticket on the window. And the officer that left the ticket on the window, it was 6 a.m. when he left the ticket on the window. So I asked him, I'm like, can you find out and see if, like, maybe, you know, the officer maybe it took my keys and y'all are holding them there at the police department or something? And
because I'm tired of walking.
You know, I thought, I just thought maybe, you know, they took the keys out as a courtesy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, shit, this guy left his keys. Let's take them and put them at the police department. And then when he comes to get his shit, sees his keys aren't there, he'll give us a call.
Yeah, how nice of him.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
well, that's what I was thinking. But the officer that left the sticker on my truck, he said when he got there at 6 a.m., my keys weren't there. So he said there were no keys in the ignition when he put the sticker on the truck.
Yeah, like, yeah, the come get your shit.
Yeah.
Come get your shit.
He was like, he said it wouldn't surprise me at all if somebody took them. He said, there's a whole lot of foot traffic on that road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Foot traffic.
And,
well, look, you're getting all fancy again. Foot traffic.
Right. Right.
Hey,
but,
man,
we got
a guy out here missing his keys. He's on his Chevrolet legs. And he'd really like to be driving his car again.
Right.
The Chevrolet,
so, you know.
Man.
Jesus.
The worst.
Oh, Lord. So, you know, I feel
yeah, what's
weird.
What's your name?
Like,
less fortunate. I'm less fortunate.
Less fortunate. I like it.
Could you spell that?
F-U-C-K-E-D.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
so anyway,
that is good stuff.
So anyway, you get that happening.
I get that happening, and I'm like, okay, so somebody was keeping their eye on my truck, and they were going to haul it off the side of the road if I didn't haul it off the side of the road.
Eyeing or casing it.
So, right? So, you know, I was like, man, what the hell am I going to do? What the hell am I going to do? Well, my mom, she has two different towing companies.
Holy shit.
She has one. Right. So, my mom, she has two different towing companies. She calls AAA, and AAA is like, well, we can't help you because your son's not on your policy.
What the hell?
And then,
okay.
Yeah. And then, so she calls Consumer Cellular, and they're like, yeah, we'll just go ahead and add him to your policy right now. He'll have unlimited towing for, you know, whatever he needs and, you know, things like that. And I'm just like, holy shit, you know?
Right.
I thought that was super cool. You know, I was like, holy shit, you know,
holy
this is
shit.
This is pretty cool.
Holy shit.
So, you know, I was just like, okay, cool. So we get the truck towed, and I tell him, I'm like, listen, you've got to tell the tow truck driver that I don't have my keys. The wheels are locked. And, you know, I can't put it in neutral to get it up on the back of the rollback.
And you got no power steering, so, man, because the serve belt's gone. It wipes out the whole car nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that a brainstorm on that part? Look, man, no, I got a better idea. Watch this. It's like this whole belt goes fucking shitty. It's over. You get like Armstrong steering. You get nothing going on, man.
Mm-hmm. God. Trucks overheating.
Go serp belt.
Yep. And, you know, so I was just like, well, you know, I couldn't, like, when I was trying to do the whole, like, you know, getting everything back on, we got the serpentine belt back on. But, you know, the only problem was that I didn't have my keys to start the truck up. So, you know, and then when I told the tow truck driver that it may not move, he was like, oh, it's okay. No big deal. Linchpin out. He said, I'll just pull the linchpin out of the transmission and we'll move it like that. It'll move like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say, so, man, I don't know anything. You got to change up the jargon, bro.
Well, what I found out.
I would have been like, am I fucked or what? What's happening here?
Right. Well,
the part you just mentioned, I ain't never heard of in my life. I've been to two county fairs and a goat fucking, and I ain't never heard nothing like this.
Oh my God.
But anyway, yeah. Go ahead, sir.
So anyway, I found out that my truck was actually so old that there is what's called a Carter key.
Key. Sure.
Something like that.
Jimmy All Carter. Jimmy Carter key.
Yeah.
Peanut shaped key, right?
Right. And all they had to do was pull that little pin out. And once he got it out of there, it slipped right into neutral, and he was able to get it right up on the rollback.
On the rollback.
Yeah, and the truck's home. You know, it's sitting over here.
Cool. So
yeah.
So did you find some? Yeah. Did you find some like hip cat to come over and change out that switch?
Well, that's my next goal.
Yeah, I saw it on the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like scoping it out. And old Zach Bodine come in there, and his brother up in St. Albans.
Yeah, he's like, I got a brother in St. Albans that'll do it. Well, fucking call him. Let's get this shit going.
Yeah, let's do something, man. Here's a pack of Marlboros and a fucking quart of Cobra.
Exactly. I'm willing to pay anything at this fucking point, man. I just need a vehicle, you know? Yeah,
here's a 40 and a pack of Marbs and a 20 spot. Get on it. I got shit to do. I'm essential. I'm essential. I'm like, sensuous up, make me a sandwich.
I wish I was so essential that I'd be getting that $600 unemployment bonus.
Well, I hope you get that big old stimulating check coming out there.
I don't get shit, bro.
Yeah, you will.
I don't. No, I don't.
Why? Because
I owe back child support.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yep.
Somebody loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, but they said that stimulus will go towards, my back child support balance, which is really cool, you know, because that kind of knocks that down.
How many kids you got, yo?
I got three.
Three. That's what I got.
Yeah.
That I know of.
Yep. Yeah.
I was on the road for a long time as a youngster. No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. There's 15 John Halls running around everywhere.
What's that?
I said there's 15 little Johns running around everywhere.
Man, I'm just waiting someday, man. They'll be hanging out, doing a gig somewhere. Hey, man, did you play like Boise, Idaho, 1990? She's only 17. I mean, like, no, I didn't. No, it's funny. Yeah, well, at least you got that going for you. Now you can get you got the car home. That's all good.
Yeah, yeah, I got it home, and now I'm just
there. You go.
Now I'm like, I'm just waiting on somebody to fix that ignition switch for me.
Well, at least I'm on the highway no more going, hey, man, move your shit.
Yeah, move your shit. Exactly.
What else we got exactly. going on? What else is going on this week?
Well, we've got all kinds of stuff. John Prine is no longer with us. He went from critical to no longer with us.
Yeah. Well, there. You know what? Not to be a morbid prick, but in the news you got the Billy Bob Love Charlene dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Joe Diffie, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers, he steps up, bam. John Prine, he steps up, boom. There's your three musicians.
Yeah.
We'll say three industry kind of people.
Kenny didn't die of COVID-19 though.
Who?
No. Kenny Rogers?
No.
He didn't die of COVID-19.
No, but I'm just saying there's three, you know, entertaining icons just gone.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to the saying. Yeah. Everything happens in threes.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks, man. Some people like ain't gonna be. Yeah, I don't know. I think the public's starting to get a little weary of like, what's going on, and could you tell us what you haven't been telling us, and let's just say this has been, it's almost like one big social experiment.
Yeah,
it's getting stupid, folks.
Yeah,
they're talking about Maybe by May 1st we can all be cool. I don't know, man. It's just you've been around almost as long as me. But there's something's not adding up at this point now.
Right.
You know?
And you've got
turn it loose.
You've got motherfuckers on Facebook, you know, trying to say that this is like some kind of conspiracy theory,
you know,
or,
what, man?
You know,
yeah,
some
like,
kind
you
of
know,
shit like that. And I'm like, motherfucker, you weren't even awake in history class. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. and as far as conspiracy theories, it don't really have anything to do with like common sense theory at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you shitting me, man? You guys shut down the world without firing one bullet, and you had a disease go around the globe in like less than 2 weeks. How fucking stupid are we?
Mm-hmm.
A guy jumps out of an airplane and he don't have a parachute and he crashes to the ground because he don't have a parachute on. And the headline reads, he died of the coronavirus. Like, ain't nobody having heart attacks no more, cancer.
Right? It's all coronavirus.
There ain't nothing going on but corona.
And the fucking news is like, dude, the fucking news, they're just like, good evening, coronavirus.
You're not hearing about heart attacks, strokes, fucking, you know, heart failure, fucking cancer.
Overdoses.
All that shit don't exist no more.
Because
if you look at the numbers of everyday people that are dying with that shit, it's a little bigger than what we got worldwide.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, some people like in the Wuhan area, they didn't even go there.
The Wuhan clan got up.
let me get this right, man. Come on, Wuhan. And some of you people around that area ain't got shit going on. We all over fucking watching restaurants and everything just collapsed, man. This is fucked.
Yep.
it's horrible, man. It's bullshit.
Well, you know, they're saying... like, I heard a commercial the other day on the radio that I was listening to. It said the government, you know, pretty soon everything's going to open back up. And it's like, it was a sales ad was what it was for the radio station. But it was like, pretty soon everything's going to open back up and the economy's going to boom.
Bullshit,
are you ready?
Man. Everybody's getting
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to tell people is that, no, this economy is not going to re-stimulate itself. It's like in West Virginia. You know, we're on the verge of poverty already. I'm surprised this hasn't decimated the state.
Trump's the first guy in the history of America to declare the entire United States a disaster. And you know what? I mean, I have to agree with the guy on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, okay, Trump got elected and now we got this big, evil, nasty thing going on and it's this guy's fault. No, I can't.
Yeah.
And you know, that's with an open mind, man. And I'm not blaming, I'm not pointing fingers. How are you going to like, I don't even know what week it is anymore. I got an idea, and that's okay. But
yeah,
how
me
fucking
too.
Stupid are we, man, to go through this bullshit we're going through?
Yep.
And there's going to be just, some people to answer, man, because there's, you know, they're going after something, and it's not our right to live. Anyway, I'm not going to – I ain't jumping up on no Prince Edward soapbox, bitches. But I'm just saying, use your head, man. Do you think this is really because of a 97% survival rate, and we're going through this? I feel like
and we're back.
There you go, man. What'd you do, man? What'd you do? Fart and take out a grid?
Somebody called me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yep. That's funny.
I told them all, I'm like, leave me alone and doing my podcast.
Call me Dr. Love.
But
yeah, anyway, man. It's starting to wear.
I heard a term the other day used.
But if anybody's picking back up on our bullshit, that's great. We dig you. But I don't know, man. I'm just kind of like,
yeah. I heard somebody use a term the other day on the news that I really liked. The term was called sheeple.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, that's totally what we are. We're just a bunch of sheep, and the president is.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, I'm just gonna hang out and watch the big show. I don't even know what to make all this right now, but. I was watching the other day, and it was early morning. I was having my cup of Java. No, and here comes some dude talking about what's going on. He's going, well, you know, everything that's going on and blah, 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 blah. And he's going, and this comes out of his mouth. I'm like, it tripped me out. He goes, we've never tried this kind of thing before. And I was like, what did he just say? I think he said, we've never tried this kind of thing before. I was like, is it a pandemic or are we having a socialism run up in here? We're taking it like a practice lap. We're doing like a little half jog, half squat. Can I get an A?
Can we get a test run?
Jesus. No. It's like,
hey, speaking of which, let me go ahead and give a little plug. If you need like toilet paper or if you need like toilet paper or you need like something that's not available in the stores, you can go to eBay. And eBay, there is a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/glittersquirrels. If you click that link, we will get a little kickback from you buying stuff off of eBay.
So go buy some evil wind up motorcycles and shit.
You know what I'm thinking? Everybody's got $1,200 coming. Yep. Go to fucking eBay, buy something.
Beer.
You know? I mean, you can buy anything on eBay. You can find, the stupidest shit
Alice
on
Cooper.
eBay. It's crazy.
You can buy Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper, come to your house.
The link is facebook.com/glittersquirrels. Just go there and look for the picture of eBay and click our link. Once you click that link, we get a little bit of kickback from that. So if you're going to purchase anything on eBay, please do that, folks, because you know, it helps
right
us
now,
help continue to bring
what?
you
on eBay coming soon. Is like, what was that quarterback's name from the Patriots that went, where'd he go?
No,
okay, so
Tampa Bay.
The first Tampa Bay. Precious, the quarterback. And that.
I'll bet there's already Tom Brady jerseys out with Tampa Bay on it.
The football card? Dude, it's going to be stupid.
Man. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep, it's crazy,
hey,
man. It's
Oh, I was gonna say,
you what?
I think you got a couple songs to play on this cast this evening.
I do. I actually got permission from a guy named Austin Foreman, and this guy wrote a song called "That Bitch Carole Baskin."
It's called "The Rage."
And Have you watched the Tiger King shit that everybody else has been watching on Netflix?
Kind of like going, man, I haven't seen it yet or anything, but you know, I've been reading about it quite
right.
a bit.
Yeah.
But
everybody's it's
right.
all the rage
like
currently,
like a
basically
homosexual kind of animal trainer dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was playing
right.
with meth and tigers.
Right.
And apparently he was gay.
That's what I read.
And his wife found out about it. And she apparently covered him in sardine oil and fed him to tigers.
I mean, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you that since my wife has watched it, I've been threatened with sardine oil at least four times in the last week.
Carole Baskin.
Right, right.
Carole Baskin but, sardine oil. No, I've read a lot about it, but I haven't seen it yet. But I'm sure there'll be some point when I'll watch it. But, you know, I'm the guy watching.
I
know how bad it is for me, Slim, and you probably know. I'm the guy watching ESPN. Like, I'm watching the NFL channel, and I'm watching, like, reruns of Super Bowls and classic
mm-hmm.
games. I suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know.
Why wouldn't you? I was watching a classic fight the other night. I watched Mike Tyson fight
off the air
the other night. They were rolling right. They were rolling old footage from Mike Tyson fights, and I was like, man, that would be so cool to you know sit here and watch because I remember Mike Tyson, man. He was a fucking beast in the ring,
dude. He'd still like,
and
if he started shit with me, I'd be like, oh, just don't kick my ass, dude. I'm cool. I like smoking. Yeah, I'd be smoking a big fat or something with him. I ain't starting any shit with Mike Tyson.
But of course, Mike Tyson would say ass instead of ass.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, you know those cookies you made last night were malicious, and I'd be like smoking this weed, and we can be friends.
Let me smoke the weed. Anyway, so back to that bitch, Carole Baskin. Apparently, there was like a funeral of some type of
dude.
And like, I'm guessing the dude's husband or
right.
something. Because polygamy's okay, I guess,
right on,
now. And anyway, so.
Shout out to the Mormons.
Right? So. I'm telling you, it's a crazy situation. But apparently, there was a funeral for said husband, and at the funeral, Joe Exotic jumps up and he says, "You know, I can be super hardcore focused on something." He'd come up and just rub them balls on me.
Yeah, dude.
I swear to God, dude.
I'm gonna have to watch it at some point.
I'm telling you.
My neighbor,
it's apparently.
He chimed in on Facebook the other day with it. Hey, well, Gerardo, you know. Yeah. And he was like, I'm watching this Tiger King, something, something, something. I've just seen it all over the place. Hey, you know, Slim, it's like a phenom.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it all over the place too, and I think it's just because people are bored.
Hey, man,
you know, somebody saw it and was like, "Let's check this out." Then they were like, "What the fuck did we just watch?"
I was gonna say, literally bored. Do you think? Look at this bullshit, dude. This is the United States. It's the United States of America. But I mean, look at this bullshit we're dealing with, man. Oh my God!
Yeah.
You used to like Japan. You look at shit, and I'm like,
I'm telling you,
mask on, and it's like, and it was like going, man,
oh yeah, and
can
like,
you imagine like living in a country where you're like running around, you got that shit over your face, and you got like bird flu and SARS and H1N1.
Yeah,
and you know what? And here
yep.
we are.
And I tell you, this quarantine's getting to people, man. Like. This quarantine's getting to people. Like, I'm walking out on the porch, dude, and I'm hearing my neighbors argue with each other. Like, get the
Are
fuck out of my face! Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, it's crazy up here.
Not
I tell
much
you.
Here, man. I live
but
snooty fucking rich old people. So you go one block over, it's like, what, man? You've been, you know the hood, man. It's like the fucking artsy park district.
Yep.
But who gives a shit? But anyway, mm-hmm. so we got like we got Baskin Robbins, the tiger guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we got that bitch
Carol
Baskin, and we're gonna.
apparently,
that puts a whole new meaning to 31 flavors, doesn't it? I want to know if Baskin's is going to add an extra flavor called sardine oil.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, we're going to play that song, and then we're going to come back.
Forget?
Yes, yes. So here's Austin Foreman. I have explicit permission from him to play this song. It is called That Bitch Carol Baskins. It's on the Glitter Squirrels podcast. We'll be right back with you. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the recording. And then I'm going to start a new one. So that way I know where to cut it
all
and
right.
all that stuff.
Take a 3-minute break. I'm going to smoke a cigarette real quick. No, I mean, the only reason being because, like, the neighbor next door, I never knew that cigarettes like go through the heat registers down here. She's like, I thought I smelled. I'm just going to be considerate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go smoke and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And
all right,
I'm
buddy.
Gonna hit finish recording and now we got it. Word.
Yeah.
All right. Word. Fix it up.
Just a few short weeks ago, everything was going great, but little did we know that a Chinese man was making a meal out of a bat. Then they shut down the borders and they shut down the bars and all the honky-tonks where we were picking guitars, and the whole world became obsessed with giant cats. Now everybody hates that bitch Carol Baskin. Don knows the truth, but none of us can ask him. Polygamy has become okay. A little bit of meth and tigers makes a straight dude gay. That bitch Carol Baskin's the one that got away. Just when the country lost our way, Joe Exotic stepped in and he saved the day and captured our attention with his funeral speech. He said my husband was a hell of a man. Even when I was focusing as hard as I can, he'd come right up and he just rub them balls on me. And now everybody hates that bitch Carol Baskin. Don knows the truth, but none of us can ask him. Polygamy has become okay. A little bit of meth and tigers makes a straight dude gay. And that bitch Carol Baskin is the one that got away. You got tigers, blackers, panthers, lions, a redneck dude that's filling up on guys in a long-haired hippie that has three teenage wives. Well, big cat rescue, they're gonna catch you. I bet Donald Bush, he never met you. We'll see if cool cat and kittens have nine lives. Because everybody hates that bitch Carol Baskin. Not know the truth, but none of us can ask him. And polygamy has become okay. A little bit of meth and tigers makes a straight dude gay. And that bitch Carol Baskin is the one that got away. That bitch Carol Baskin is the one that got away. Free Joe Exotic.
Well, I had him and I lost him. I should have just recorded the whole damn thing with him here. Or with, you know, him on the recording. But anyway, I'm trying to get him back. We're going to continue this thing. But I'm going to play you a song now that is done by Shelby Lohr. The name of the song is called Let's All. And it's kind of a pick me up, you know, one of those get you through the quarantine type songs. So we hope you enjoy it. Once again, here's Shelby Lohr and Let's All on the Glitter Scrolls podcast.
Let's all feel good. Let's all love. Let's all think. To give back more and help the ones in need.
That was Shelby Lohr and Let's All on the Glitter Squirrels podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening this evening. We appreciate you. Tried to get a hold of John, but he was unreachable. Probably headed to bed or something. I get it. I'm old too. I'm headed to bed myself. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Before we go, though, I'm just going to leave you with one last thing. There's a song by a gentleman by the name of Jake Novak, and the song is called The Corona Hoedown. So we're going to leave you with that. Have a great night, and you guys stay tuned. More Glitter Squirrels podcast to come.
The coronavirus spread around and now the world's on pause. But some don't seem to understand we humans are the cause. The good news is I know how you can stop this new syndrome. All you have to do is stay the fuck at home. Lots of you keep going out in public, I observe. We need to do the opposite to flatten out the curve. If you don't know what that means or why it matters, look at Rome. Get your food and medicine and stay the fuck at home. I know it's not exciting, it sounds a little mean, but the way to stop the virus is a big old quarantine. Watch a movie, clean your bathroom, call your grandma on the phone. But no matter what you do, please stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home, so we don't die.